Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Sunday, February 6th, was the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation. The United Nations introduced the movement in 2012 to amplify and direct the efforts on elimination of the practice, with full eradication by 2030. Female genital mutilation, or cutting, otherwise known as FGMC, is largely recognized as a violation of human rights across the world. FGMC is a practice which involves the partial or total removal of external female genitalia or other injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons. It has no medical benefit and could lead to complications such as severe pain, infections, urinary problems, and even death. The Ontario Human Rights Commission says data concerning the number of people in Canada who practice or have been victims of FGMC isn't available due to its illegal nature. But based on discussions with members of the communities that are at risk, they assert that FGMC is practiced in Ontario and across Canada. An organization in Ottawa called Caring for Kids New to Canada says that around 125 million women and girls worldwide have been subject to FGMC. The country with the highest rate of FGMC is Somalia, followed by Guinea, Djibouti, Egypt, Eritrea, Mali, Sierra Leone, and Sudan. A 2016 report shows that Somalia and Egypt were two of the most common places of origin for newcomers to Ottawa. Caring for Kids New to Canada says that among some at-risk newcomer communities, support for the practice by parents of girls is reduced after settling for some time in Canada. But that doesn't mean support for FGMC is common in countries where it's practiced. FGMC has been outlawed in 29 countries worldwide, including Somalia, Egypt, Djibouti, Eritrea, Guinea, and Sudan, all of which have high rates of FGMC. It's been banned in Burkina Faso since 1996 and is only supported by 9% of people there, but 76% of women or girls in the country have undergone FGMC nonetheless. The practice is often associated with the Muslim faith, but it's practiced among some members of Christian, Jewish, and animist faiths and predates both Islam and Christianity. It's more closely related to sociocultural beliefs belonging to various communities, predominantly in North and East African and Middle Eastern countries. FGMC leads to many harmful consequences, but it's often performed without anesthetic by a medical professional such as a doctor, nurse, or midwife. Canada made genital mutilation illegal in 1994. All medical professionals in Ontario have a duty to report under the policy of the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario and the Child and Family Services Act. To learn more about female genital mutilation or cutting and how to help stop it, visit endfgm.ca. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Bélanger.